teenage births per thousand. In Canada, it was 28 per thousand. In France, 25. In Switzerland, 8. The difference is that those other countries actively promote contraception without judgment. This isn't the case in the United States because of religious beliefs that favor procreation. However, if the end game is to reduce abortions, promoting contraception would be the easiest solution. If the greatest number of women choosing abortions do so because of economic issues, then this too is an area to consider. If pro-life advocates could prevent abortions by raising taxes and volunteering to adopt, would they? If pro-choice advocates believe women should be able to make a decision without external pressure, would they give up some of their income so that women who are financially strapped but want to continue their pregnancies can? To that end, it's worth asking what would happen if we made social services more readily available to pregnant women. Increasing the minimum wage would give women the financial security to raise a baby if they so choose. Government-funded daycare would eliminate the threat of losing their jobs. Universal health care would allow women to believe they could financially afford not just the birth of a child, but its continued existence. There are other avenues to explore, too, that might reduce the number of women who end up having to terminate. Employers who drive away pregnant women should be penalized. Guaranteed prenatal care at no charge might encourage women to carry to term and could be set up through a network of adoptive parents who foot the bill in return. Honestly, I do not believe we as a society will ever agree on this issue. The stakes are too high, and both sides operate from places of unshakable belief. But I do think that the first step is to talk to each other, and more important, to listen. We may not see eye to eye, but we can respect each other's opinions and find the truth in them. Perhaps in those honest conversations, instead of demonizing each other, we might see each other as imperfect humans doing our best.
This is Bonnie Turpin. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of A Spark of Light by Jodi Picco. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Orly Moskowitz. Text copyright 2018 by Jodi Picco. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. Scripture quote, "The Lord brings death and makes alive," on page 148, is from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV, copyright 1973, 1978, 1984, 2011, by Biblica, Inc., used by permission. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.